You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Bowden Blitz ACC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. Coach, the final week of the regular season, conference championships on the line. We'll take a look at the updated ACC odds entering the weekend. SMU, after their dominating home win over Louisville, is in the top spot, followed by Virginia, Miami, Pittsburgh, and Duke. Thoughts about the Mustangs and Virginia entering this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, to me, SMU right now, they are playing the best football. Their quarterback is on fire. They went and did it last year. They are rising to their peak right now. I'm a big fan of Virginia's, the way they've won close ball games, the way they have played all year. But SMU just seemed to be a team that knows how to play big games. Their quarterback is a gamer. He is a big-time player in big games. And so you got to lean a little bit towards SMU right now. If they get by this week and get to the championship game, I just see them being the favorite to win the ACC Conference Championship.
Now, we had discussed whoever wins, obviously, the conference championship most likely is in the college football playoff, but can you get possibly two or three teams in? There's an elimination game this weekend that we'll break down a little bit later in the show, Miami and Pittsburgh. From what you've seen out of both of those teams, Miami's basically won three straight heading into this weekend. They dominated Va Tech but didn't get the cover in Blacksburg. Pitt steps up as a 2.5-point underdog and beats down Georgia Tech on the road. Talk to me about both of those teams entering their bitter rival this coming weekend.
You know, I've always felt that Miami had the most talent in the ACC. And if they play to their potential and play their best football, week in and week out, they should win. And but they don't always do that. That's why I can't hardly feel like they are the team. Pittsburgh, though, follows the trend. They're trending toward the end of the season. And the playoffs are about teams that are playing their best football toward the end. Pittsburgh right now is playing their best football toward the end. So there, things could happen. I do not doubt that Pittsburgh can beat this, win this game against Miami because they're playing better towards the end of the football. And we just can't figure out what Miami is going to do week in and week out.
When you look at the conference as a whole, how would you stack it up from top to bottom with the likes of the Big 12, the SEC, Big 10? Do you feel like the Big 12 still has an inside track on the conference, or is the ACC from top to bottom just a little bit stronger?
Well, you know, the ACC seems to be a 15 to 25 type of conference. They've got a lot of teams that fit in the bottom half of the top 25, but just nobody that fits up at the very top like they used to have in the old days of Clemson, or even before that, Florida State, Miami. They have a lot of teams that are a bottom top 25 caliber team. And I would say that even the Big 12 is a little bit more like that. But right now, the very best of the Big 12 to me, which is Texas Tech, seems to be a little bit better than the very best of the ACC.
We had talked earlier in the week about Clemson. They square off at a conference game against South Carolina. This was a game last year where Lenore Sellers and the Gamecocks stole it basically in the fourth quarter with a comeback with about 2 minutes left. We had talked about Dabo Swinney big picture. Assuming Clemson gets this victory over the weekend, do you think that, and potentially they win a bowl game, they're already bowl eligible entering this weekend, will Dabo dive into the transfer portal a little bit heavier this year, you know, using dollars as opposed to what he's done in recent weeks and years?
Yeah, Joe, I think you're exactly right. Dabo has been one of the strongest to stand up for the old way. We've got a culture at Clemson. We're going to recruit high school kids. We're going to develop those guys. They're going to be a part of what Clemson stands for. We're going to make them better, and they're going to make us better. But you can't win today's game without getting the immediate help that comes from the portal, that comes from NIL. And you've got to have the very best players at key positions. And that's something that I do not think you can do just going to high school. So there is a formula. Get the right number of high school players, but you've got to dip into the portal, you've got to dip into NIL, and you've got to play the game as it is played today. That's not what it was played like when I got into to college football, but it's what it's played, and when Dabo got into college football. But it is the way the game has to be played today. You get a general manager, get people who understand the analytics of recruiting, and get the very best players on your team every year. Because it doesn't take but 1 or 2 years to miss in the portal or miss with the NILs to fall down and away from the top 5 or 10 teams in the country.
We had talked as well about Mike Norvell. He's safe for next year. We know that it's very important just for a recruiting aspect for Florida State to win this week against Florida. Thoughts about just this season as a whole, because first three games of the regular season, Coach, this team looked like a contender. They were number 8, basically, in the AP poll. They knock off Alabama as a double-digit underdog. Just thoughts about if Florida State is able to pick up this win against the Gators this weekend, what that means for Norvell momentum-wise heading into 26.
Well, he's locked in. I mean, they've made the statement that they are not going to fire Mike Norvell. He's going to be retained, and that's as much about economics or finances as anything else, because the majority of the people, and I would say even in their administration, feels like he probably needs to move on, but they can't. Now, what he's got to do is show that he can win the portal game. He overdid the portal game. He came in, had 2 losing seasons following Willie Taggart, and went totally into the portal and really struck gold. He had a great year in 23 with the portal, but when he struck out in 24, his program went backwards, and he did not show his ability as a head coach to respond to that. And now he's in a bit of a dilemma. Do they go all out in the portal, knowing that a bunch of players are going to leave, which players are going to want to come, which coaches are going to want to stay, which coaches are going to go? So I think Florida State is in a real dilemma. He does need to win this game, get to a bowl, and at least build some of the confidence that the people that want to follow Florida State will have in that program.
Now, 2 other programs are going to be searching in the conference next year for a head coach. It's Cal that just recently fired Justin Wilcox. We saw Ron Rivera, the GM of the program, saying in a press conference this week that he thought it was the right time after the loss to Stanford. Frank Reich in on an interim basis for the Cardinal. Andrew Luck does assume the responsibilities. there, do you feel like both of those programs as a whole warrant a big name head coach, or are we just looking potentially someone to fill the void, bridge gap type of coaches? Would an elite head coach go to either of those programs?
No, I don't think they go after the top one or two or three head coaches that are being sought after by everybody. Those schools have always done a great job of finding someone, and they go there and they have the right ingredients, the right formula, and they put it together. Now with the NIL, you can't say, well, we're too academic. We can't recruit the entire pool of outstanding football players. We can get the best players with NIL to come to our place because of our academics. So I think they do not get the top coach, but when they get the right coach, he goes in there and he can win there. So Cal has proven they can do it. Stanford especially has proven they can do it. But you've got to go in with a guy that is a great football coach that knows how to get the players out of the portal and bring them to their programs.
We'll see. Stanford does have a very difficult matchup this Saturday night against top-ranked Notre Dame, 32.5-point underdogs. Coach and I will dive into that matchup and all of the top 25 battles in the ACC on Saturday. Coming up next, Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi, Coach Bowden breaking down all the Thanksgiving Day weekend games that matter, not just for the ACC, but for the college football playoff. Keep it where it is.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down week 14 in the ACC. We left off talking about Florida State and Mike Norvell. They're on the road in Gainesville. Florida did not step up last week as a home underdog against their arch rival, the Tennessee Volunteers. They lost that matchup 31-11 as a 3.5-point underdog. They now open up, Coach, as a 1.5-point home favorite. In-state rivalry, DJ Lagway, this offense need to get it going. I actually like the Gators. I told you, they're going to get up for one of these games. It didn't happen last week against the Volunteers. I think it happens against the Seminoles. They step up. They got this win last year in Tallahassee. I think they knock out the Seminoles from bowl contention on Saturday afternoon.
I agree with you, Joe. I just think it's pretty much of a toss-up. 1.5 point is the spread in the game. Florida State has not won an away game. Now, it has not won a game since 2023 against Florida. but they have not been good on the road in Florida. And I think you mentioned it last week. You know, this last week against Tennessee is a rival game. But against Florida State, it's a bigger rival game. Whether you can get up for two rivals in a row, I don't know. But I think Florida will definitely be up for this game. And I think they will play the best football they played. Florida State has been up and down. I don't know either of these teams you can predict how they're going to play completely. You just have to have a feel for it. But I do think Florida at home, playing on their home field where they have usually do a great job and are successful, I just think they have a better day. They've got a better football team defensively than Florida State. Their quarterback, I really think Lagway can be a better player than Tommy. Tommy just fits into their offensive scheme. People seem to have figured that out. I think Florida will figure that out as well. Their defense will come through. And I think Florida wins this one to keep FSU out of a bowl game, out of the postseason.
And an interesting factor about why I can't back Florida State, Coach, they're 0-4 on the road this year. They lost to Stanford as a 17.5-point favorite, lost to NC State as a favorite, lost to Clemson basically as a dog. Did not step up in key moments. How could you buy into a program that is winless on the road, especially in conference games, right? I think the Stanford game for me was the most glaring lane. 17.5 to a dead and buried Stanford Cardinal team. They lost the game outright.
Yeah, and then we go to NC State last week when that it was talked about. They can't win on the road. NC State would have been one of those schools that they don't play against very well. And they go out there and they find a way to lose. And they have not won an away game since 23. And until they win an away game, I have a hard time pulling for them. Again, neither team is going to have a great season. Neither team is going to have all the answers to this football game. But I just think when it comes down to it, Florida at home, a chance to beat the Gators. Nothing more can happen good for the Florida this year than to beat Florida State. And so I really believe that they'll play good enough. I don't know if either team will play great because they've got so many blemishes, but I think Florida will play one play better than Florida State and win this game.
Yeah, they've lost four games, to your point, on the road this year. It started with Virginia, Stanford, Clemson, and NC State, Coach, by an average margin of defeat of 9.7 points per game. So to your point, until that changes, can't be back a road team, even as a slight underdog. They're going to have to win it outright against their arch rival. Coach and I both like the Gators laying a short number in this matchup. The game of the weekend for the ACC takes place in Pittsburgh. These teams haven't played since 2022. That was a year that Pittsburgh did pick up that victory, Coach. They did get the win last week in Georgia Tech as a 2.5-3-point underdog, won the ball game outright 42-28. This offense started fast, built a 28-0 first half lead. We've seen Miami now get it back into gear. Three straight wins against Syracuse, NC State, and Va Tech. They're laying a short number. Can they get it done? 12 o'clock Saturday afternoon in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you know, I think you and I are going in different directions on this game. Miami just has gotten themselves to the point where they said, you know what, we should never have lost to the teams we played. They've got their act together, but it's too little too late. I think they will win this game by a touchdown. They'll come back and win the game. Pittsburgh is so dependent on the quarterback having a great game. We saw how good they played last week, how much they jumped on last week's opponent. But against Notre Dame, they got behind 14. I think talent-wise, Miami is much closer to Notre Dame than other teams Pittsburgh has played. So I can see Miami winning this football game and beating Pittsburgh. But I'm not so sure Florida has enough. Miami gets the playoffs no matter what happens in this football game.
Now, I like the under. I do like Pittsburgh, Coach, plus the 6.5 points. Again, I think weather-wise, you know, it'll be a little colder than what it was in Blacksburg last week. There was supposed to be rain in the forecast, never really came through, where the Hurricanes won that matchup by 17 points. But Pittsburgh's been dialed in, and we know that Pittsburgh, from a front seven perspective, very good stopping the run. They're holding opposing offenses well under 3 yards per carry. They held Georgia Tech well under 150 yards rushing in that game. That was a Georgia Tech offense that was averaging basically 230 yards on the ground, and they held Haynes King to basically under 30% in third down conversions. They play like that in terms of this matchup. I think they could be live, and we've seen Miami on the road at times, Coach, walk through the motions, especially in the first half.
Well, I'm not ate up with Miami right now, but I do feel that they can put pressure on Heinzel, the quarterback for Pittsburgh. He is a young quarterback. They can put pressure on him. He's has a tendency at times to make mistakes when he's under pressure. If he has a clean pocket, he can really hurt you. He's a great quarterback, a great young freshman. But I do think Miami has a defensive front that can put pressure on him. And I can just see one or two turnovers by Pittsburgh will allow Miami to come back and win because they feel like they've got this little chance to get to the playoffs. They feel like if they can win this game, they're not out of it. And because of that, I think they'll pull the win off.
If Miami does, in fact, lose, Mario Cristobal, I'll say it, will be on the hot seat entering 2026. He's gotten this team to a certain level, but Mark Richt got the Hurricanes there as well back in 2017. Just can't get over the hump. When we return, we'll talk about the remaining two games in the ACC right here on the Bowden Blitz. Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking it down. All right, back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down the top 25 battles within the ACC this weekend. We left off talking about Miami and Pittsburgh. That's a 12 o'clock kick in Pitt. We'll see how that plays out. But the big game, the late night special in Palo Alto, it's a 10:30 kick. Notre Dame needs to win to make it to the college football playoff. They put up a 70 spot last week at home against the Syracuse Orange, by 5.5. Coach, they're on the road against the Cardinal, laying 32.5. They've won 5 of the last 6 in the series, including last year, 49-7. I think there's no doubt that Notre Dame wins, but Stanford's been a little spunky covering these big lines at home. They did it against Boston College. They did it against Florida State, winning both of those games outright, and they knocked off their arch rival Cal. I'll take the 32.5 and hope that the Cardinal keep it within the number.
Well, I'll be on the other side on this one. I'm going to tell you, Notre Dame scored 7. I mean, I wasn't on Notre Dame's side last week because I thought the line was so high, and they put 70 on Syracuse, and they can do it again, and they will do it again. The problem with Stanford is they can't score. 123rd in the country in scoring. They average 18 points a game. Love will get 150. Jeremiah Love will get at least 150 yards. I think Notre Dame has sees what's out there for them. They understand what pretty points or beauty points mean, and they're going to score as much as they can. It bugs me when I start thinking, can you guarantee they're going to win by 30-plus points? But in this circumstance, in this situation, Stanford cannot score. Notre Dame can. They can almost pick their score.
Absolutely. And again, CJ Carr has stepped up. He's made some plays. The rushing attack has been a huge benefit with Jadarian Price and Jeremiah Love. Both of those players could also catch the football out of the backfield. And on top of that, we've seen the defense as well, Coach, bounce back into last year's type of form. They're playing at a playoff caliber, playing very good opportunistic football, forcing turnovers, winning the turnover battle, and getting off the field on third down. That type of recipe against an anemic offense definitely will carry through in this ball game. Do you give any benefit to Frank Reich, an NFL coach, going in this matchup with all the chips in the middle of the table? You think he looks to slow down the tempo against the top-ranked Irish?
I think he's smart enough to know that if he's got the football in his hands, that Notre Dame cannot score. I don't know that he feels like they can win the football game, but I know they can't win it unless they can keep the score lower. They can keep Notre Dame from having the ball on offense. because they can't stop Notre Dame and they can't get into a scoring match. So I think because of his experience in the NFL, I think he knows what they've got to do. Question with Stanford is, can they do it? Notre Dame's such a better football team right now. And Notre Dame knows that they're in the hunt and Miami is their, are the bad guys. And Miami beat them. So every week they've got to play better and look better than Miami does. And Miami's had three pretty good wins the last three games too, and Miami beat them. So look for Notre Dame to know going in they want to score as often as they can and as much as they can.
And we'll see how that game plays out. Late night kick, 10:30 at Stanford. Notre Dame wins, and most likely they're in the college football playoff. Virginia, all they have to do is beat their arch rival, Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech enters this matchup 3-8, but they're playing with house money because they have knocked off the Virginia Cavaliers four straight by an average margin of victory of 20.2 points per game. Picked up this victory last year in Blacksburg, 37-17. Coach, they have won 19 of the last 20 meetings in the series. Does Virginia have a shot to knock off the Hokies?
Oh, yeah. Virginia's playing better football right now. I don't get hung up too much on what happened 2 years ago or 4 years ago. Virginia this year is a different football team. Tony Elliott has done a great job of transforming this football team. Chandler Morris at quarterback has been a stabilizing force. You and I talked the other day, and I said, hey, Virginia's going to win this game. You said, but coach, it's a 10-point spot. I said, oh, well, I don't think they can win by that, and I don't think they will win by that. Virginia's strength has been their ability to win close ball games, to win in overtime. And I could see this game being a closer football game. The Virginia goes, there's some excitement with a new coach at Virginia Tech. There's some enthusiasm in that stadium. It'll be an electric atmosphere. They feel like they have a direction right now. I think that transforms. I do think Virginia wins, but 10 points, I'm going to go with Virginia Tech in the number.
I told you, if I was Tony Elliott on Saturday afternoon, I'd be wearing the cloves of garlic around my neck as a necklace to ward off all the bad negativity in this series. For Coach Bowden, I'm Joe Lisi. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.